Thank you for joining us for Be Our Geek, where everyone is a geek about something and where we cover your pop culture landscape through our geek lens. I'm Ms. Shannon here with my podcasting life mate, Jayden Satia, our executive director of the Twin Cities Film Fest, broadcasting live from the Twin Cities Film Fest studios. Hey, Jay.
Hey, hey.
Hey. Yay. It's November. That means that we successfully made it through Twin Cities Film Fest season.
We did, and it was a glorious month.
Yes.
Exhausting, but, you know, it was, in hindsight, the best year we've had. So.
Can I please tell you something
yes.
as your friend and your podcasting life mate?
Okay.
This year, because I did go back through all of our social media and all of the photos of you. You smiled more this year than in all of the years of the Twin Cities Film Fest. I am so accustomed to
I had nothing left to give.
You normally are that guy that does that pensive artist face every time somebody tells you to take a picture.
Sure.
Like, if anybody goes to Jayden Satia's social media right now, there's a photo of him, like, looking all suave with this pensive, like, not quite smirk, but that, hey, I know I'm sexy, kind of like.
Sure.
Yeah, the face.
That's me every day, all day.
So I was looking back through the social media this time, and I'm like, look at Jason. Jayden's smiling. Jayden's smiling again here. Look, Jayden's smiling with one of the artists and the actors that came. Jayden is smiling all over the place. So does it take a 10th anniversary to get you to
smile?
It
does. Just wait until the 20th.
See? It was fabulous.
It was really fun. And I've been told a few times, especially by our official photographer, Dallas,
yes.
She will not take a picture until I smile. So
good.
She was like, I'll do one of you being you, and then I need one that we can present to everybody else.
Because we love you, but we tease. And that's why when Jayden and I were going to be at an event together, and my text mostly was, are you wearing gray? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you always wear gray.
Are you in a happy gray mood or a sad black mood? I don't know.
And you're like, no, I'm not. And you showed up and you were in, like, tan.
I was wearing tan. I'm trying to diversify my color palette.
That was practically sunshine for Jayden.
And I got a couple comments over the festival by just a few folks that I've known over the years. They were like, you are looking very much European stylish.
Yes.
Like, you had, like, long sweaters on, and
right.
And people are like, whoa, what is this new Jayden? I'm like, I've just been hoarding clothes for the last 11 months. I've had this for 11 months. I got it for a sale in thrift store, but I just didn't want to wear it until now.
So you did a little, like, Con Marie of your closet and got the good stuff out.
Yeah, and
fair
it's
enough.
All about non-profit salary, and you know, you still got to look good and still got to smile.
I appreciate it, though. But it was a fantastic year, and
it
we had
great.
Some great some great films that we showcased, some independent films, some what we consider some studio
films. Oscar-contending films that'll be up in conversations in the next couple months.
Some amazing shorts. We had some amazing documentaries. Everything that anybody as a film aficionado would like to partake in was part of the Twin Cities Film Fest.
It was, and we had all-encompassing, a really great program this year as well. As a lot of new faces. I think 50% or 60% of the folks that came through our festival were first-time attendees, which is always a great feeling to know that your brand is still fresh and new and more people are finding it. Beyond the films, we also had great educational events as well. We had a college career fair day. We had about 6 or 7 panel discussions, one masterclass, screenwriting masterclass, with the world-renowned Jeffrey Hatcher. We had our lounge was
yes.
banging with
mm-hmm.
Can-Can Wonderland
right.
and Can-Can Wonder Park with games and DJs. And we launched our Her series this year.
Which was fantastic.
Again, so we did a lot. We did a lot. And again, it takes tons and tons of people and hundreds and thousands of hours to put it together. So,
and we appreciate all of our volunteers. We appreciate all of our local Twin Cities actor connections that we have. But
yes.
you also had a number of, you know, out-of-market stars that came. So we had Talia Shire was here.
Peter Garrity for opening film Working Man. We had Chris Kattan.
Yes, who was fantastic.
He was great.
He was so adorable. I had a good time hanging out.
I have a little story about Chris.
Oh, okay.
He walked into our office to do a check-in, and we have them, all of our filmmakers get to sign our official poster as well as our book, catalog book and whatnot, and get their filmmaker bags. And he's in here and he's signing away. And he's very happy. And he's, again, he's a he's a tiny human being.
Yes, he is
very little.
I thought he was short, like my height short, but he's even a little shorter than I am. I was surprised.
And again, he's getting getting up there in age. So, I mean, he was still Chris Kattan. He was really funny, regardless. But as he's walking out, he looks over at, now again, this is when we're experiencing kind of the abnormal low temperatures, you know, in a few days of the festival. So it's a little bit chilly outside. And Chris lives in L.A. He walks by our hooded sweatshirt and he goes, can I have that? And my festival manager comes over to me. She's like, Chris wants a hoodie. I'm like, Chris should have a hoodie.
Yes. Chris would like a hoodie, give Chris a hoodie.
So we gave Chris a hoodie and he was like, this is great. I'm going to try it on just to make sure it fits right. I'm like, sounds good. And it fits good and whatever, and he starts to pull it off. I'm like, Chris, before you do that, because we're a nonprofit, we're going to take a picture of you in it so that we can talk to everybody else that wants to wear a hoodie. And he was like, whatever you want, man, whatever you want. I just want this hoodie. I'm like, sounds good. So he was really – it was polite and personable and just – he was really funny. And I think he had a really great screening too.
Yeah, he was really interesting because he was in a film that is – less Chris Kattan-ish than what we would normally be accustomed to. And so it was really interesting to see him in this movie that he was in.
The film was called The Soviet Sleep Experiment. It was done by a Minnesota filmmaker, Barry Anderson.
And was filmed here in Lakeville, Minnesota.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was really great. And on the same night that we had Chris Kattan, we had Eric Roberts.
Yes.
Also stopped by for a film, our centerpiece film called Inside the Rain, which was a sold-out film, an indie film about this guy who is bipolar and is just going through life, and he finds this woman who he connects with. She happens to be in the adult entertainment industry as a stripper, but it's looking beyond the individuals and looking at their stories, and so they connected. But Eric Roberts is in the film, and he was gracious enough to stop by, and actually we ended up talking to him. I mean, we talked to him anyways, like, it was one of those things where, like, we're having a private reception, he's there, and Shannon is there. She's sitting at the bar. Shannon's had a crazy October, so she's sitting at the bar.
And Eric Roberts is very charming. He was fantastic during the meet and greet we had with all of the fans that came and all of our patrons. And Eric Roberts, Jayden and I, okay, even when we're doing other things, we are quite often still thinking about our podcast. And so we do have
always sound bites somewhere.
We do have a tendency to pester people about our podcast when they're doing other things. And this was one of those scenarios. And I have watched a lot of Eric Roberts' interviews, and he is always very kind and charming and funny. And I know that he is capable of taking things seriously, even though a lot of what he does, like when he did the meet and greet, it was all selfies. Like, he was trying to, like, he would talk people into taking selfies, and he's good at it. It was, like, made me want to up my selfie game because my selfie game looked good because of him.
He also had a very specific way to take selfies, too.
Yes.
It was always, he said this over and over and over again, above his nose. So exactly. This actor knows exactly what position makes him look like the star he is.
Which he should, because he was not only, he has all amazing award
winning
career.
He's a good looking guy.
But he also started in like soap operas. So
yeah.
He knows that it's
all
about all
the angles
look,
and
right?
stuff. So he was teaching everybody.
Now, I have seen him be serious on interviews. I'll be honest with you. I don't think he took it seriously when we were
You don't think he took our question seriously?
No. You want to hear
it
back?
We were very frank about it.
Oh, gosh, yes. And so you
sure,
can see
I want to yes, let's relive that moment.
Okay, here we go.
Our podcast is called BR
I get paid big money for podcasts.
I know, right?
Big money.
What do you geek out about? If you could geek out about anything.
Oh, it's a real question?
Just a question.
I like food.
Okay.
And I like kissing.
Do you kiss food or just anything?
You don't kiss food, honey. You eat food.
But you cook?
Kissing, a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not a great cook, but I'm a good cook. I'm a dependable cook. I'm not like, wow, what's this? I'm like, wow, that's good.
What's your go-to, like, your home, and you can just make this perfectly? And don't say peanut butter jelly.
No. It's
pasta?
That's not cooking.
Okay,
that's
not.
That's eating.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
What would you cook?
I can't really say anymore because the whole world is vegan. So you're going to get me in
that's
trouble?
Fine. No,
I'm not
vegan.
Neither
of us are vegan.
I'm not answering your question.
Okay. Well, then what kind of kissing do you do?
Lots of it.
See, I don't think he'd ever thought about it before. Oh, it hadn't been presented to him this way before.
But I think that's when you get the best sound bites.
Right. Is
we were never expecting. I wasn't expecting either of those answers.
Right.
Cooking.
No.
Or kissing.
And for him to sit there and go, well, you know what? I wonder what he cooks that he thinks is so non-politically correct.
He never, like, what does he want? Like, goes out there and hunts and, like, kills his own deer and, like, guts
which
it.
Which we would have found fascinating.
Sure.
Right.
It's like hunting season coming around town.
Right. He didn't know he was in Minnesota.
Right. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. But yeah. The fact that he said kissing, and I'm like, is that what you geek out about? Is that one of your writers for every film? Is like, I have to have a kissing scene in this movie.
Maybe.
But he was funny.
If anybody was going to do it, maybe it would be Eric Roberts. I would not be opposed to him putting it in it. I mean, I think that
sure.
It's a little predatory in nature normally, but I guess if you put it in your writer and it's fully disclosed that that's going to happen, at least you could tap
just,
out.
Just an FYI, there was no writers presented to the Twin Cities Film Fest upon his visit, and
no.
There was no kissing done that I know of.
No, me either.
Anywhere.
Never.
The festival.
But he was fantastic. It was really fun watching him have the opportunity to work with the fans, and he actually had a very fun role in that Inside the Rain film. So
yeah.
It's interesting talking to actors like Eric Roberts, who have such a broad spectrum of performances throughout their careers, and even like listening to him talk about, you know, I went on a run of making great films, and then I made some stinkers,
sure.
And then I was making these, you know, B and D movies for a long time and not getting all the scripts that he normally got.
I appreciate it when actors or even directors or anybody who's working on set in any capacity owns up to like, look, I did that because of the paycheck, or
right.
I did it even though I knew it wasn't the best thing, or I did it because I just needed to do something.
Right.
Like I wasn't working and I just needed to work. But I think every single thing that you do helps you get to the next thing. Now, choices are your eventually to say, you know, is the next one going to be more of an indie film or a big blockbuster where I really don't care. This, you know, the
right.
The writing is okay, to say the least. But I appreciate those. We also
right.
had a couple of other people stop by, too. We had Justin Kirk
right.
stop by, who people might know from the show Weeds.
Yes.
So he was fabulous with Wyatt
and
McGill.
Did like a whole episode with us talking about
yeah.
his first opportunity to actually executive produce a film. So that was fantastic. So anybody who's listening today, you can listen back to our previous episode and hear all about Justin Kirk's experience as not only an actor, but also as an executive producer.
And he was fun. And it was with Wyatt McGill. The film was 3-day weekend, and actually 3-day weekend won an award at our closing night ceremony as well for IndieVision Best Unique Narrative structure. So it was great to talk to them. Again, every time we get quote-unquote celebrities to come by. Now, again, we also had Jim Burke at the gala earlier this year. So as we're getting more and more notoriety and more, you know, people of note are stopping by, what we're finding out is that they're just cool people.
Yeah, definitely.
They just want to have a conversation. As long as you take care of them, they take care of you, and basically being as open as possible. I mean, had Talia Shire and Peter Garrity running around town
right.
doing PR. I mean, both of these actors are well accomplished. They don't need extra PR.
No, but they
did
were
it because
to support it.
They did it because of the festival. They did it because we were able to fly them out and host the premiere of their independent film. So it makes us feel good on why we do what we do.
And Jayton, speaking of cool people, I want you to pop this up. I normally don't do this, but I'm very important today, and my phone was ringing while we were talking, and I didn't answer it, but I want to check the voicemail just in case. We were trying to get someone. GalaxyCon is coming here to the
yes.
Twin Cities, and I was trying to get someone from GalaxyCon to come in, and a phone number that I didn't recognize actually came in and left us a voicemail. It could be spam, or it could be GalaxyCon. So should
we're taking
see?
A risk here?
Yeah,
okay,
we're taking
cool.
a risk. So let's put it up.
Twin Bank, please return our call to 1-866.
All right, we can turn it back down. So, that wasn't GalaxyCon. So they didn't.
You know
call
what?
In.
We
Boom.
Should just make this a bit.
If anyone calls during us,
if people called during the show, we would and leave a voicemail. We should
we'll
just
check it.
We should just be like, I wonder who this is.
Right.
It might be a celebrity.
Exactly.
You never know. It
you
might
know.
Be one of our good friends who,
yes.
who've been at the podcast before.
And we know some famous-ish.
Or
famous
maybe,
people.
Or maybe this is a bit now. We you have to tune in. because there's going to be a voicemail that we're going to play that you might want to hear.
I like that idea.
So we'll have
like
people leave us voicemails, and we'll play it during the show.
I like that. So you can very easy, we'll make sure that we put the number in all of our social media so people can do that, and then we'll play back the voicemail.
Sounds
I like that.
Perfect. Sounds like a disaster waiting to happen,
but
let's just make it happen.
Roll those dice, Jay.
Right?
The other thing, we were so busy in October, but we did manage to do a wee bit of our continuation of Pass the Password. And so that is the what that is Jayden and I realized that we know a lot about film. We watch a lot of movies, but we don't watch enough TV shows, and that we want to catch up on some shows. So the last homework assignment we gave each other was I was going to watch Dark Crystal, and you were going to watch Carnival Row.
So I have watched the first episode of Carnival Row.
I am impressed. Congratulations, Jayden. That is quite impressive.
It is one of those shows that it absolutely takes at least an episode, as I'm realizing. You have to... It's an epic, and it is not your typical fairy tale...
Congratulations.
Sure. Oh, look at that. I get a... Oh, my goodness.
You get a round of applause.
I do. Here, let me pop that up a little bit more. That's just me.
Yeah,
like
that's it. You. You need that's a round of applause. Yeah. The fact that you even got one episode of Carnival
it's
Row.
It's good.
Out,
Orlando Bloom, Cara Devine, they're both great.
Is Orlando the human or the fairy? Isn't it about fairies?
Yes. So
okay, it's about
Orlando
fairies, right?
Is the inspector, human inspector, and Cara Devine is the fairy.
Okay. All right. So he's...
He's
Sherlock Holmes. No, not even.
Not even.
Okay.
He's there. He's just a good inspector, and he falls in love with this fairy, and this fairy apparently was abandoned by him 7 years ago. This is just literally the first episode, so I can only tell you so much.
But you can continue to watch it.
I'm going to. I think.
Are you enjoying it or powering through?
I am passively watching it.
Okay,
if that makes sense. So I have it in the background as I'm so. So it is British, so you have to
have
make
the subtitles.
Sure
on.
I do have to have subtitles on, but just because.
Okay.
But that said, I think it's good enough for me to continue down the road.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens over the next 2 or 3 episodes.
Because I know that
attention.
Your wife tapped out, from what I understand.
Yeah, because she thought it was fairies, and it is not.
No, it's not happy fairies.
It's not happy fairies.
No, no, no.
These are murderous fairies.
Now, look, I agree with your wife. That's why I was glad that you had that one. Now, I'm supposed to be watching The Dark Crystal. I know that. This is why you got a round of applause on your homework assignment. I do not get the same round of applause. I got distracted. I got super distracted. But here's the thing.
Because life happens.
Yeah, but not only that. I got distracted with a different show.
It better be a really good show.
It's kind of not, but I think you'll find it interesting. It's not that it's good. It's bananas. But I had a lot of reasons why I wanted to watch this show. So what I got distracted with, instead of doing my homework assignment and watching Dark Crystal, is I started watching Riverdale. And so, and we talked about Riverdale. This is why I think we just started our 4th season last month. So we started talking about Riverdale when it first came out because all the reports about it was that it was bananas. I agree with all those reports. So anyone who's watching Riverdale, it's basically the Archie's landscape in kind of like this CW-style high school love affair romance crazy world that's set up. So it's
you lost me at CW high school romance.
And that is why it normally would be something that you and I would find impossible to watch. But if you want something that is popcorn for your brain,
okay,
Riverdale is that show because it is dramatic for the sake of being dramatic. All of the, you know, it's incredibly pretty people. And I had seen the new trailer for it when I was in New York for New York Comic Con.
Okay, okay. So this is season 4?
Yes, it just started season 4.
And this is a Netflix show?
No, I'm not watching it real time. I'm not watching it real time. No. I'm not watching it real time. But I was also interested in it because this season was the season where all the cast was talking about because we did lose Luke Perry, who was one of the primary parents in the show.
Right.
So when we were in New York, they were, of course, talking about that as well and how they had an homage to Luke Perry and that was going to be happening in this season. And it is a really kind of complex show. For no reason other than it's just kind of complex.
What is it based? Like, what's the meat of this show? It's just teen
Riverdale,
high schoolers?
It's a teen drama.
Yeah.
About the characters that, it's based on the characters that were in the Archie comics. So
okay, sure.
It's all of the people that you read about in the comics back when you were a little kid, you know, kind of thing. But none of that stuff happens. So basically, if they take Archie, Veronica, Jughead, and Betty, put them in high school, and then give them layers upon layers of schemes and plans.
Got it.
And so Archie and his crew are kind of the protagonist. Archie has had every job, even though he's in high school. Like, when he started in season one, he's like, I'm going to be a pop star. And so he's singing. And then he, you know, now he's like going to be a boxer and an MMA fighter. And then there was like this trial where somebody like framed him for murder. And there's like layers on layers. And then there's always like a mini supernatural twist every once in a while and murders and things they have to plan. And it is very interesting because that's why everybody says it's just crazy pants.
Sure.
Because things just happen. They're supposed to be in high school. They're very dramatic. And a lot of times the things that they say, it's only because it's serialized and it's TV that any of this stuff works, because there's things where, okay, we know somebody's murdering high school students, and so we're going to get everybody together like Scooby-Doo gang variety, ask all these questions. And all these parents just kind of sit there and answer these questions in this very dramatic way, when normally you'd go, or get out. You're
or
all high
just
school
leave.
Kids.
Yeah. Right.
So here, watch. I'll show you an example. Here's the trailer for the season that just started.
Camping this weekend. Are we still on?
I'm open, but what are we talking about here? Like,
the woods.
But remember, this could possibly be our last summer to do this, because next year we'll be getting ready to go to college.
And then Archie gets a call.
It's like a horror movie waiting to happen.
And then finds out that his father passes,
Archie.
And there's drama.
It hurts me that I never got to say goodbye.
Fred Andrews will always be a part of Riverdale.
Didn't you say we're going to turn this place into a community center, Red?
You're right. Feels like it's time.
Monroe and I will group the kids for boxing and MMA very lessons dramatic. According to
exactly.
their age.
He's like a high school senior doing all
so
this stuff.
Like my brother have a place to hang after school.
What do you think, Mom?
Your father never would have believed
his
this.
His mom's Molly
Everything
Ringwald.
Everything you've been building here.
As well as you fill them out, you're not actually considering.
You know, Veronica's father is like the evil genius in the town, and he's in jail because of some stuff and schemes and plans and layers.
So that said, how far are you in?
I'm caught up now.
You're caught up.
Enough. I mean, and I will be honest, the way that I caught up is I did the Cliff Notes version of some of it. So I started with season one, and I watched as much as I could continuously, and then I popped through.
I totally thought you were going to do like that Netflix 1.5 speed or whatever. Sped through all
the
episodes. Because
every once in a while, even if you watch it real time, there's moments in the show when you're like, wait, what? So it's been very entertaining, because all of the shows that I got distracted with instead of The Dark Crystal, because I wanted to watch The Dark Crystal, and then I decided that it was heavy, hence Dark Crystal. And so I started watching these ones that were like, there's nothing heavy about Riverdale. Even when it tries to be heavy, you're like, not so much. So I started watching this. I watched the first few episodes of Charmed, the reboot. Again,
okay,
another
sure.
thing that I'm like, you can pop through that, you know, that watch that. And then the only one that I started watching that I had to table because it got too complicated and I need to go back and pay attention is I tried to start watching two other shows. So I have really,
have diversified your portfolio away from your assignments so much.
Because I started watching Runaways, which is kind of like the Hulu version of Riverdale. Again, just stuff and high school kids. And then finally, the last show that I started watching was Legion. And Legion was too complex, so I need to go back
so that
and
is
watch that again.
That is a show that I'd like to start.
That I think you should. Of all of the things, all of the popcorn I started watching, that one I thought had the most...
That was an
Meat
FX
and substance,
show.
Yes, and you can get
and
all.
And I like FX shows.
Yeah, and this one I think you'll like. It's a little trippy in a good way. I think when it's dark appropriately. I liked that best of the things that I divided. Like, I don't think I'm going to go back. You know, I watched after I started trying to watch Runaways. I started just looking at YouTube compilations, and it seems like there are moments in it that I still want to see, but it definitely got pushed down the list of things that I'm going to watch.
There's a couple of shows that I'm waiting for the new season to start, which I'm caught up on. So Billions
yes.
is a Showtime show that I really enjoy. So I'm waiting for that one.
Is that
one.
The one with Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Nope, that's Ballers.
That's Ballers.
And
okay.
I've
Have you watched that one?
I have. I've seen, and it's over. The series is done.
Okay.
The last season was the last season, and I watched all of it.
What was which is Billions then?
Billions is Paul Giamatti.
Okay.
And oh my goodness, the guy from I'm forgetting his name, the actor from Redhead, the actor from the original Homeland.
And what is that one about?
It's about a venture capitalist. This guy who runs a venture capitalist firm. He's a billionaire, and he knows exactly what trades that he's pulling off and companies and that he's buying and selling. But he does a lot of shady stuff.
Okay.
So Paul Giamatti plays the attorney general. Or an attorney. Again, this has been 4 or 5 seasons, so he's gone from being a prosecutor to running for the governor to whatever. But it's and they're the protagonist and antagonist, and there's other characters that come in and try to offset the company. But again, it's all about this guy who is just money is everything.
Okay.
To him. He's a billionaire. So.
See, that sounds interesting. I doubt that it's going to make it farther to the top of my list because I'm not.
No, really, not. I mean, it's a heady slash very. What do you call it? It's a complex take on a financial system at the moment.
Because the next thing that I think is probably going to distract me from Dark Crystal is the Watchmen series that's launched.
So I did start. The Watchmen series.
See, I can
HBO.
See that being the thing that I'm going. I feel like I'm more into that than
two
Dark
episodes
Crystal now.
And it's pretty good.
Okay, all right.
It's pretty good.
All right.
I'm still waiting for it to just sink
into HBO.
No. Well,
have there been no boobs yet? Because it's HBO. Or are we waiting?
No. There's no sex in this. It's violence for
okay.
sure.
Gotcha.
But I hadn't read the comic book.
Which is probably fine from everything that I've read about it as someone who has read
the
comic books.
So I'm curious as to if somebody who has read the comic books, if I'm missing out on something. I don't think I am.
I think the characters are
pretty well fleshed out already.
I think they did that from everything I've read in the background, and part of the reason why I'm giving it as much latitude as... The Watchmen is a very difficult series if you do it based upon the comic to create. That's part of the reason why the film didn't make any sense. And if you read all of the background about the writer of the Watchmen comic, he doesn't want these things to happen. He is not on board with any of these things. He's not, I want to make the movies. I don't want a TV series. I don't want any of the stuff. And so they basically, from what I have read, intentionally kind of put it in the world, but not the world of what you would expect from the Watchmen series, which I think it's really smart when you have a property as dense and complex as what the Watchmen comics are. So if people have tried to make them and they're just nothing's good enough, then you kind of want to go, well, how does this look, but what can we use it to tell people about now? And so I that made me go, okay, I want to watch it more than if they had just tried to just make it and have it not make any sense.
Right.
So I'm on board with that.
I would say, I mean, not that I want you to keep skipping Dark Crystal, but the Watchmen is a good one. That one is pre-approved if you want to skip over Dark Crystal and hop onto that one.
That's still kind of cheating, though. I mean, Dark Crystal is still something that I think I want to watch, but I know I finally figured out why.
You should maybe just watch the first episode.
Maybe, but you know why I put it on pause? Because I remembered how scarred I am from watching Dark Crystal as a kid.
Sure.
And so I've just already decided that it's going to be either scary or sad. And so my brain keeps putting it on, go, no, you want something happy. And then I end up watching Riverdale, because Riverdale has no weight. Like, Riverdale.
But you're caught up on Riverdale now, so you got to have something else to watch.
That is true. I might try one episode of Dark Crystal and then see if I have to drink an entire, like, gallon of chamomile to calm myself down.
Watch a half.
I'll put it on, and if it makes, maybe I should just rewatch the trailer and go, if I feel super sad during the trailer, then I won't do it. So
you probably will.
We'll give it a shot. So we will give you an update on our Pass the Password adventure next time we do an episode.
And if you have any recommendations on what we should be watching, you should hit us up. Because, again, there's so much content out there. We're always looking for good curation and the reason why to watch that versus
recommendations
that.
Recommendations are quite quite wanted here on Be Our Geek. You can always hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. We're Be Our Geek Show MN. You can also email us at beourgeekshow@gmail.com. That is a very easy way to get a hold of us. You can also send some information to our website if you go to TwinCitiesFilmFest.org. They will make sure that Jayden and I get it. They will probably go, yes. Why are you asking us questions about Be Our Geek? But then they'll remember that Jayden and I do this podcast. Right. And it's not an odd question. It's just slightly different than what they get.
We're all geeks about something.
Exactly. So we think that'll be fun. We also know we're going to have, speaking of some more of our friends from the Twin Cities Film Fest, the primary actor and the director of Max Bishop, yeah. One of our local Minnesota-made films, really want to come and hang out with us.
I know they're currently at AFM, American Film Market, trying to get distribution for their film.
Yes, so and just, so they're going to be out in L.A., and so we're going to have them on later this month after they get back from L.A.
We'll get an update from them.
Yeah,
it was so the first film to sell out at our festival this year.
Yeah, so we're going to get the director and the primary actor from Max Bishop on the show. We're already talking about what we're going to do in the month of December, including talking about maybe like some shopping geeks.
I think
work.
So. That'd I mean, I fun. Think, you know, it's always shopping season is upon us, whether you know it or not. Perhaps an episode on the best deals out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you are shopping for him or her or them. It all depends on, you know, what your budget is. And maybe the you know, I'm very much of a tech guy.
Yeah.
So there's one specific thing that I really want to purchase this year. And it's a DSLR camera.
Oh, fair
enough.
For
family vacations and photos. And I enjoy photography, but I just haven't. I mean, my phone is fine. There's only so much that your phone can really do.
I'm also excited to do our annual update with our friend Chris Gropp from the Star Wars
Holiday
Special here in town. So we may be able to get him to do double duty. So
that could be fun.
I do have something a little special planned for this year's Star Wars Holiday Special event.
Should we go do our show at the Mall of America?
Sure. Let's hit him up.
Let's talk to. We know the people over at the mall.
Yeah.
Sarah, Chris.
Yeah. We'll hit him up. Sarah, Chris. We'll give him a shout. So we'll do that.
And that way people can come visit us maybe.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody else has any suggestions, again, you can email us at beourgeekshow@gmail.com. And you can always find this episode and previous episodes, not only on all of our social media, but again, at the Twin Cities Film Fest website. And we're going to have some more exciting stuff coming up with the Twin Cities Film Fest as well.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you listening. We'll see you back here next time. And remember, everyone is a geek about something.